Now, the rest of the story. In a discovery as important as this, the experts had to be certain. Could this rag parchment, could it possibly be the lost map of King Louis XIV? If so, it would be worth $5, maybe $10 million. And that's only the intrinsic value. You know that Louis called himself the Sun King. Such was his self-supposed brilliance. And his 7 decades reign was dedicated to glorifying his monarchy. Louis XIV of France directly inspired and encouraged much great art and literature. He practically invented the ballet. Fond of architecture, he got the Louvre completed, Versailles constructed. And then one day Louis reclined on his throne and he wished to survey with his own eyes all of his accomplishments all at once. So he commissioned a map. A map of his kingdom within 120 square miles of Paris, every city, every shrub, everything. And for the task of completing this map, Louis chose the best. Edmund Halley, the first forecaster of the famous comet. Isaac Newton, the discoverer of gravity. And a ponderous list of then-living legends. True to Louis' form, the map was not only to be scientifically precise, but exquisitely beautiful. Thus, the Seine River was to be both accurately represented and the most marvelous shade of blue. Understandably, it's a large map. It's 5 feet by 4 feet. The parchment is divided into 9 pieces, each mounted on a cardboard-like backing. Frederick Byrne is chairman of the Department of Geography at Indiana-Purdue University in Indianapolis. When Mr. Byrne first encountered King Louis' map, he just stood there and rubbed his eyes in disbelief. Oh, it was 17th century, there was no doubt about that. But could it possibly be the map? The one so frequently described in history books? A stroke with a soft cloth removed some of the pigmentation. Watercolor, indeed, Louis' lost map had been produced in watercolor. Well, anyway, there have been many tests. There has been much observation since. And now there is no question. That huge map is a genuine 3-century-old graphic treasure. The very same map commissioned by the Sun King himself. Perhaps $10 million worth of rag parchment. Over its surface once brushed the hands of Edmund Halley and Isaac Newton and a host of that era's leading scientists. It's a page of history come to life, tangible proof of a glorious past. And it might never have been found if not for Ed Jones. Ed Jones, the university got the map from Ed Jones, 41, a resident of Indianapolis. And Ed found the map. Well, Ed is a flea market fanatic. He loves to rummage through garage sales and such. And he got the map from a local junk shop. And he bought it. And he brought it to the authorities. Ed still owns the map. A two-dimensional testimony to the majesty and the majesty of 17th century France. A museum piece worth up to $10 million. To the junk shop proprietor, Ed Jones paid $3. And now you know the rest of the story.